2 Corinthians 11, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I know other places I would be before I got saved. God's good though, isn't He? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10, it says, "As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the region of Achaia." I want to preach for a few minutes on, you can't stop me from boasting. The first thing I want to look at is you can't stop me from boasting about the sincereness of the gospel. I want to thank God that Christ died on a cruel cross called Calvary. One day for my sins, He died for the world, not just my sins, but for the sins of this world. The wonderful love is the reason that I stand up here and preach, because He died for me, and He loved me so much that He came to this world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to thank God for dying one day on the cross called Calvary. I want to thank Him for loving me. He arose. Not only did He die, but He arose. He didn't stay dead. 3 days later, He rose from that grave. Just because He loved me, He had the keys of death and hell in His hands, and He didn't stay dead. He arose. Number two, the second thing you can't stop me from boasting about is the salvation I have. Now, I want to say first, it's a lovely salvation. Psalms 9, verse 14 says, "I will rejoice in thy salvation." Psalm 41 through 3 says, He heard me, lifted me up out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a solid rock. He established my going. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Psalm 40:10 says, "I declared thy faithfulness and salvation." Psalm 71 verse 14 says, I will yet praise thee more and more for thy salvation. Psalm 71:15 says, "My mouth shall show forth thy salvation." Psalm 96:2 says, "Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day." Jonah 2:9 says, "Salvation is of the Lord." It's of the Lord. Hebrews 2:3 says, "It's a great salvation." Hallelujah. It's a great thing to be saved today. Hallelujah. Hebrews 5:9 says, "It's eternal salvation." I thank God not just saving me, but He saved me for all eternally. I'm never going to go to hell. Couldn't go if I wanted to. I'm hell-proof, fireproof. Hallelujah. I thank God it's eternal salvation. 2 Peter 3:15, it said, "As is the long-suffering of our Lord, long-sufferingness of our Lord." He had long-suffering towards us. He had mercy toward us. The third thing you can't stop me from boasting about is the sin forgiving me. I thank God for remembering no more, never. I got the record of Jesus Christ. Psalm 25:7 says that He will remember not my transgression. Psalm 32:1 said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven." Psalm 65:3 says, "As for our transgression, thou shalt purge them." Isaiah 43:25 says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins." Hallelujah. Isaiah 44:22 says, "I blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, and as a cloud thy sins." Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I ain't going to hell one of these days, but I ain't going to hell, not just because of me, but hallelujah, Jesus died on the cross, and I ain't got to worry about going to the judgment seat and worried about sin, because He's purged me forever and ever. I thank God I have the record of Jesus Christ, and His record is clean. There's nothing on His record there's nothing to even charge Him with. And the fourth thing you can't stop me from boasting about is the Savior I have. I thank God for Jesus. He saved me. He loves me. He keeps me. He's merciful towards me. Lord, I just want to ask you tonight, do you have anything to pray, to boast about tonight? I want to thank God, the Savior I have. He's the God of this world. He's the everlasting Father. Psalm 91:2, Isaiah 9:6. He's the great I am, the great I am that I am. The person in that burning bush. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Mighty Maker. He is the Wonderful Counselor. He is the spotless Christ's Lamb that died on Calvary for my sins. He is the giver of life. He is the hope giver. The Word, John 1 says, He is the light of this world. He is the judge, Isaiah 33:22 says. He is the bread of life. He gave me bread when I was hungry. He is the man at the well waiting for me when I come to that well, and He gave me drink from living water. He gave me living water. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one who lifted me out of that horrible pit. Hallelujah. He's the one that died on Calvary for my sins.